If you're talking to one of the scientists working on this project, they're probably going to call it by its initials, which are pronounced GOAERP.
Which is a clumsy acronym, stands for Gulf of Alaska Integrated Ecosystem Research Program.
Olav Ormseth is a scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. He's standing aboard the Sea View, a Juno-based fishing boat chartered for research cruises.
And so the whole idea is that instead of having individual scientists going out and, you know, doing their own projects, and then maybe at some point in the future trying to sort of figure out how things come together, the idea with this is that basically you bring everybody together and try to coordinate things from the get-go.
The team Ormseth works with is doing near-shore studies. They happen to be looking at inlets and bays around Sitka this week, but the project itself runs throughout the Gulf of Alaska. They're especially focused on the early stages of life for five species of fish.
You know, if we can get a better idea of what different factors affect their survival during their first year of life here in the inshore, then that's ultimately going to end up providing better information. You get a better model, and you can do a better job of managing the fisheries.
So remember now the title of the project. It's the Gulf of Alaska Integrated Ecosystem Research Program, and it's the word integrated that we want to focus on. It means scientists are looking at the bigger picture. Instead of focusing on just one species or one location or one time period.
It's definitely not a brand new idea, but I would say there's definitely been increasing emphasis on it and sort of increasing awareness of the fact that it's important.
Why?
Well, part of it is probably just evolution, you know, like as science progresses and there's just more knowledge is accumulated, things just sort of tend to get better because there's more information.
It's also easier than ever for scientists to communicate with each other and compare and contrast their experiences. So Ormseth says that by using that communication and using the same methods to do research throughout the Gulf, this project will help paint a bigger picture than has ever been painted about what's going on off the shores of Alaska. And that, says Wyatt Fournier, could change everything about the way we manage fish.
Our goal is to eventually be able to have a ecosystem-based management. It's something that science and marine science has been pushing for a long time, but it's extremely difficult because of the resources required, because of the vast area that is the Pacific Ocean and the Bering Sea, and because of the diversity and abundance of fish that we have out here and all the interactions that take place.
Fournier's role in the project is to organize logistics and research cruises. He says they're trying to build a foundation on which future scientists can better understand how to manage fisheries. Doing so could help maintain one of the world's most wild and sustainable sources of food. Fournier says it could also help people avoid repeating some of history's mistakes.
If you look at the way we fished the Atlantic Ocean, and we fished it pretty hard from the Europe side and the North American side, and you think about the Atlantic Ocean as actually a younger ocean than the Pacific Ocean, we really have a chance to really manage and observe the Pacific Ocean in such a way that we don't have fishery crashes.
Exactly what impact the project will have remains to be seen. It started in 2010, and it has a budget of around $17.6 million, mostly from the North Pacific Research Board. Scientists did a lot of field research in 2011, and they're doing more this year to note the changes. The project continues through 2014, but understanding what it all means could take longer. Back aboard the Sea View, tied up in Sitka, Olav Ormseth says interpreting the data will be a long process.
And I think, like, I kind of joke that, like, I'm going to be able to get half my career out of this project, you know. And it's the reason I say that is that I think it's going to be years of, you know, everyone will be moving on to actively doing other research projects, but I think it's going to be a long time before we sort of have everything wrapped up. Yeah. And
science, he says, generates many more questions than answers. But exploring those questions builds understanding. And Ormseth says the more understanding we have, the better decisions we make. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.